This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Sadaq Allahul Azim. Respected elders and brothers, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, He does not love those who are proud and arrogant. And of course, we have different meanings of pride and different forms of pride. The ulama have written, for example, one aspect and one form of pride is what is known in Islamic terminology as ujub, conceitedness, to have a very great notion of yourself. I am very great. I am someone. And normally it is said when a person thinks highly of himself, he falls down from the rank and esteem of Allah. Jab aadmi apne aap ko bada samajhne lagta hai, to khuda ke nazar mein gir jata hai. So this one aspect is ujub, to have a very high notion of yourself. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us with regard to that quality. And pride is not only having a high notion of yourself, but to regard yourself as better than the next person. And that right only Allah has, not human beings. So Allah Ta'ala does not like a person who is proud and arrogant. The opposite of pride is humility, to be humble. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So Allah does not like pride and arrogance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves humility and being humble. Allah ta'ala ne Quran mein ye kaha hai ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maghroor aur mutakabbir logon ko pasand nahi karte. Aur takabbur ka tazad وہ عاجزی ہے، اور یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی پسندیدہ خاصیت ہے. Now what is the meaning of humility? Many a times we look at humility as the opposite of confidence, and we take humility to mean low self-esteem, which is not the case. To have a high self-esteem and to have confidence is a positive attribute in many cases. So when we say humility, it doesn't mean low self-esteem or an inferiority complex. No. The opposite of humility is pride and arrogance, not confidence. And many times we make that mistake. In English, the word humility comes from the Latin word which means ground. Humility means being humble. One is modest. One is modest, respectful, not proud, not arrogant. We need to protect ourselves from regarding ourselves as superior to others. We need to protect ourselves to regard ourselves as superior to others. That call is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, not yours, not mine's. Right? And I will go on to make mention with regard to that. Muhammad Thani rahmatullah Ali used to say, in his gatherings, a great, great saint, I regard every person in this gathering better than myself. I don't regard myself as superior to anyone. And we all know that Shaitan and Iblis was the first to say, I am better than another one. And he told Allah, Ana khayrun min, I am better than human beings. And we know what was his situation. And we know how he became very far away from Almighty Allah. Aur aajzi ka matlab ye hai ki hum apne aap ko dusron se behtar na samjhe. Iblis نے بھی اپنے آپ کو آدم علیہ السلام سے افضل سمجھا. انا خیر منہ کہہ کر. और हम सबको मालूम है कि उसका क्या हशर हुआ. Now, after understanding very briefly what is the meaning of humility, let us understand the virtue of humility. Firstly, humility is a quality of the people of Jannah. Humility is the quality of the people of Jannah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one day, "Ala ukhbirukum bi ahli al-Jannah." Must I not tell you who are the people of Jannah? Kya main aapko na batau jannati kaun hai? Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, tell us." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kullu dha'if mutadayif." Kaun hai jannati? The weak and the humble. And who is the people of Jahannam? The proud and the arrogant. So humility is the quality of the people of Jannah. Secondly, humility elevates a person. Aajzi insaan ko aala darajat tak pahuncha deti hai. Humility, it raises the rank of a person. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah." He who humbles himself, he who adopts humility, Allah will raise him in rank. But we don't adopt humility that Allah must raise us in rank. We don't even say, "I must become humble that people must regard me as pious." Humility, the moment, the way it is very beautifully said, the moment you are conscious of your humility, it is no more humility. The moment you are conscious of your humility, it's no more humility. Humility comes from your heart. It comes from your attitude. The moment you think I'm acting humble, you're no more humble. So, you know, the moment you are conscious about your humility, you are no more humble. So this is the second aspect. What? Humility, it elevates a person. The way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith. Thirdly, humility is the correct garb and attitude for you and I who are bondsmen and servants of Allah. Tawazu hi hame munasib yehi hai. Hum Allah Ta'ala ke bande ke haisiyat se hamare liye sabse behtareen maqam yehi hai ke jo hai hum tawazu se pesh aaye. Hum mutawazi rahe. That we get the correct attitude and garb for us as bondsmen of Allah Ta'ala is to be humble. It does not behoove us to be proud and arrogant. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith, "Al-kibriya'u radai wal-azmatu azari." Pride is my cloak, says Allah. Allah says, pride is my cloak. Greatness is my garment. Pride is my cloak. Greatness is my garment. Greatness, pride, only suits Allah. Pride and greatness only. What to sif Allah Ta'ala hi ko munasib hai. Greatness and pride only. You and I, what is? فَمَنْ نَعْزَعْنِي. He who disputes with me with pride and greatness, who says, "Main bhi bahut bada aadmi hoon," wo Allah Ta'ala se takkar le raha hai. He who says, "I'm also very great," he is competing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, whoever competes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be his situation? But that is why, even in the most greatest moment of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ascendancy, Allah ta'ala referred to him as abd. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glory be to the one who took his abd to mi'raj. Didn't say rasul. Because abd and being a servant of Allah is one of our greatest accolade. If only we can think about it like that. This is a reality that, you know, today we define ourselves differently. The car you drive, the area you stay in, which resort to you go to for holidays, which hotel to you go to, even when you go for Umrah. That is the things that have become and defines us. So people want to know where you went to stay when you went for Umrah. So that is something that defines us. That's what we have made. These are false aspects of definition. What defines us? We are servants of Allah, who has authority over us, who can take our life anytime and take our possessions anytime. That's a reality with regard to us. Hum Allah Ta'ala ke bande hain. Jab chahe hamara jaan le le, jab chahe hamara maal le le. That is the reality. And we don't understand this reality because we sometimes get caught in pride and we don't adopt humility, which is the correct garb for us as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, he who regards himself as worthy, that's a sign he is not worthy. He who regards himself as worthy, it's a sign he is not worthy. جب آدمی اپنے آپ کو بڑا سمجھنے لگتا ہے تو اس کا یہی تو اس کا مطلب یہی ہے کہ وہ بڑا نہیں ہے. The fourth thing that our ulama have made mention with regard to it is humility opens up new doors for us. Really, when a person becomes humble, it explores new frontiers, new avenues for him. Now he doesn't have to worry about competition. One of the greatest harms is today everyone is competing with one another. That comes because of pride. That becomes because of thinking highly of yourself. Now if you take away yourself from that, then you don't have to compete for one another. Why must I compete? Because I'm lonely. Huh? Why must I compete with anyone? Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't praise yourself. Allah knows who is pious. Once you adopt that attitude, Allah knows who is pious. Allah knows who is great. Allah knows who is good. Inshallah, you won't compete with one another. When you don't compete with one another, Wallahi al-Azim, it opens up new doors for you. Doors that, you know, gives you freedom. Freedom from competition. Then you don't have to worry of, I must buy the latest model because someone else bought. Take it away. Humility opens up doors for you that you can't imagine. Another great aspect with regard to humility, the benefit of humility is that it makes you recognize Allah. When the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dawns upon a person and he realizes the greatness of Allah, Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Bari, Allah is Musawwir, Allah is Qahhar, Allah is Jabbar, Allah is Mutakabbir, then he will realize that his pride will melt away. Allah Ta'ala ke samne hamare kya haisiyat. Then inshallah he will never be proud. But when a person doesn't recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be proud. So humility will come about when we have mushahada, when we have the perception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness in front of us. So this is another aspect. And the more, if you don't have, and you have pride, that means the mushahada, the perception of the greatness of Allah is not coming to your heart. And humility is a means of understanding the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another aspect, humility empowers us to avoid arguments with the ill-mannered. And humility empowers us to stop having arguments with those people who are ill-mannered. Ajazi bande ko ikhtilafat se bachati hai. And if a person is all the time jagralu, today this is the reality. Everyone is just sitting and fighting and fighting and we are fighting about everything. We don't even know what we are fighting about. Half the time we don't know about what we are fighting about. And this is a reality. Sometimes you look at the chat groups and you look at Facebook and you see people going on for 3 days, they're sitting and fighting and they're arguing. One gives this, one gives that. Here our argument, this argument. And what it is, you know, jawab after jawab, argument after argument, you know, answer after answer. When we were studying, there was a kitab written, Zalzala, right? Means earthquake. So another person wrote another answer, you know, book to that, Zalzala, Darazala, Darazalzala. You know, earthquake upon an earthquake. Then someone wrote Damaka, bomb. Someone then wrote an answer to that, Damaka, Dar Damaka. So, you know, a reality is this, that humility empowers you to avoid arguments. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. The servants of Allah, they walk on the earth with humility. The servants of Allah don't walk on the earth with pride. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَن تَبْرِ. Allah Ta'ala says, don't walk on the earth with pride. You can't reach the mountaintops. You can't split over the earth. What are you walking on with pride on the earth with? With what are you walking with pride? You can't reach the mountaintops and you can't split the earth. Allah has made it strong enough. Right? So what are you walking with? وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. They walk on the earth with humility. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. And when the ill-mannered engage them in conflict and argument, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They say peace. Humility emboldens you and empowers you to avoid arguments. Humility empowers you to make salam to those whom you know and those whom you don't know. Sahaba came to ask, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyul Islami Afzal. Ya Rasulullah, which Islam is the best? إطعام الطعام وأفش السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف. The best Islam is to feed the poor and to make salam on those whom you know and you don't know. Not only make salam to those whom I know who are my pals. Hamare jamaat ke aadmi unko salam karenge. Nahi, nahi. This is the best of Islam, to make salam on those whom you know. Humility will make you do and practice upon this hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the foundations of humility is that we are elevated in status, whatever status we got, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we've got, whatever, there are times in our life that Allah ta'ala gives us certain types of traits and qualities which make you stand out. So a person, perhaps Allah has given him a good attractiveness. Allah has made him beautiful. Allah has given him perhaps a good car. Allah has given him perhaps a good manner of talking to people. Allah has given him a good akhlaq. Now this is the difference between one who is humble and one who is proud. The proud person will say, "Ye mere kaam hai, ye mera hai, I did it. I became such a good businessman because I brought such ideas. I'm a genius in the business." Right? And another one will say, "Whatever I did was Allah Ta'ala gave me." So you see the difference between pride and humility. A humble person will refer it to Allah. A proud person will refer it to everyone else. He will refer it to himself. He will refer it to my genius, my intelligence, etc. This is the difference between pride and humility. And Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to make mention with regard to this. What a remarkable thing he used to say. That a person who has achievements will be humble. Whereas a person who is free from qualities, he will be proud. And he gave this example. He said, you see, a fruit tree, when it is laden with fruit, then you will see that the branches are down. They are humble. That means that tree got fruit. That trees got fruit. If you got quality and you have got good akhlaq, you will be humble. And a tree that has got no fruit, the branches are going higher. That means if a person has got no qualities, he has got no good akhlaq, he will be proud. Jiske paas koi nahi, koi cheez nahi hai, wo mutakabbir hai. Aur jiske paas sifat ho, wo tawazu se pesh aayega. And that is why, whenever we look at our greatness, and whenever we look at all our people of the past, they were people of humility. Starting from our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, you know, made a proposal to our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Badshahat ya abdiyat. Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ne abdiyat ko ikhtiyar kiya. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Do you want to become a prophet of kingdom or prophet of servitude?" And Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "I want to become a prophet of servitude. I want to become a prophet of being an abd of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And that was our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to ride nominal type of conveyances. Did not drive the best of conveyances. He used to visit the poor, milk his own goods, fix his own sandals, stitch his own clothes. Hazrat Aisha was asked, "Ya Rasul, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do at home? What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do at home?" Said, "He served the family. He served the family. Today we serve the family. Our elders say, 'Buy lo tuo.' Buy lo panigyo. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. But we can't do it." Nabi Kareem, subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do all these things. When Nabi Kareem, you see, to be humble when you have nothing, sometimes you are forced to be so. But when you have everything, you are a conqueror, and then you be humble. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering into Makkah. Allah Ta'ala had said, "Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran laradduka ila ma'ad," that the one who took you out of Makkah will bring you back to Makkah. And when he comes to Makkah, the people who used to throw thorn on his path, the people who used to, you know, chew his uncle's liver, the people who are the cause of his daughter's death, all were in front of him. He is conquering that place where they forced him to leave. Wallahi, my dear respected brothers, if perhaps it was people like you and I, we would have had some form of arrogance. I came back now. Now you will see what I do to you. You took me out last time. Now let me show you what I can do to you. Not Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel. He put his head out of humility upon the camel. And he was saying, "Alhamdulillahi wahdah. Praise be only to Allah. وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ He helped his bondsman. Bondsman didn't do anything, Allah grant him. وَنَصَرَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ نَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ وَأَنْجَسَ وَعْدَهُ وَحَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ He is the one who helped us, bondsman. He is the one who granted me victory over the enemies. He is the one who brought about this type of victory. Humility. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw the interpretation of his dream, which he saw some 40 years back, when he saw the sun and the moon and the stars making sijda in front of him, that dream led him to such great amount of trials. When he saw the interpretation of the dream coming in front of him, فَاتِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Oh Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and earth. You made all of this thing come through, not me. This is the humility of people. This is the humility of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the humility of people like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that person about whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كُنْتْ مُتَّخِذًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا If I would have made a person a special friend besides Allah, I would have made Abu Bakr. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes a khalifa, what does he tell people? I don't have any superiority over you. If I have done anything wrong, if you correct me, that will be my greatest honor. A person goes, Umar radiallahu anhu used to try and compete in good deeds with one another. So there was an elderly woman who was outside Medina Munawwara. So Umar radiallahu anhu used to try and go and help her because she was physically challenged. She couldn't see properly. She was very weak. She couldn't look after her own needs. Every time Umar goes there, before he goes there, he goes in the early hours of the morning. The house is clean. The water is there. Her needs have been taken care of. Umar is amazed. One day he comes very early to see who it is. What does he see? Amirul Mu'mineen coming to help this old particular woman in the early hours of the morning. This was the tawadu and humility that the people had. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala himself, subhanallah, one day he was sitting on the minbar. That Amirul Mu'mineen Umar, who had such great rob, such great authority, that he controlled the known world at that time. Subhanallah, anyone who took the name of Umar, they used to be afraid. Even Shaitan used to be afraid of Umar. Subhanallah. At that particular time when he is talking one day and giving a lecture, a woman corrects Umar and said, Umar, you said such and such a thing. The Quran says something that is against what you had said. He didn't get angry. He got off from the minbar saying, Kullun nas a'lamu min Umar hatta al-ajaiz. Everyone knows more than Umar, even an old woman knows more than Umar. On his deathbed, that Umar about whom Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Umar, you take a path, Shaitan takes another path. That Umar that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there was to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He put his lap at that time was on the thigh and the legs of his son Abdullah ibn Umar. He said, Oh Abdullah, oh my son, put my face down on the ground. That time we didn't have carpets, it was an ordinary ground. Umar rubbed his face on the ground and said, Oh Umar, you will be destroyed. Illam yastaghfir laka rabbuk, if Allah does not forgive you. That Umar about whom Allah has spoken so great. That was a sermon with regard to Umar. This was the humility of someone asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, that many people have written sawaneh, they have written their life story. Why don't you also write your life story? Subhanallah, what a remarkable answer he gives. He said, my life story has been written. It has been written by Munkar and Nakir. Huh? They are writing my name. Kiraman Katibin. No, sorry. The Kiraman Katibin are writing my life story. This is a reality. I don't need to write no life story. Huh? This is the way one of our great scholars, it was Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, one day they were sitting and outside they were doing it was very hot. So, they were doing their dars outside. They were doing their studies outside. And all of a sudden rain came. Everyone started taking, the books and the desk upon which the books was, and everyone ran indoors. This ustad, what did he do? He picked up the shoes of all the students and he took it inside. He picked up the shoes and took it inside. It didn't in any way take away from their rank and status. Allah made them even great. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Respected elders and brothers, this is what I'm saying. And this is what we have made mention. Humility is a very, very great attribute in very short supply today. Let us inculcate it. Because that is the way to Jannah. It's a proper guard of attitude for us as servants of Allah. And it has many, many benefits. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.